want to do the will of God, don't you?
Yes.
Amen. 1 Chronicles chapter 16. I feel like preaching tonight. I feel like sharing this with somebody. Amen. Or everybody. Amen. Everybody that's here.
Yes.
Praise God. We preached last night to the young people at home, for the most part. Preached on Ecclesiastes 12 and 1. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth.
Yes, yes.
Amen. You know, Brother Ralph Cox, Brother Jason, done a little survey of such in Richlands one day. And I believe it was Brother Ralph. Anyway, there was like a house full of people. There were probably 1,500, 2,000 people in that place. And he was trying to encourage people, you know, get saved while you're young. Serve God while you're young. And he told me, so I want everybody here that's got saved in your teenage years or before to stand up. All kinds of people stood up. Probably at least half the crowd or more than half the crowd. When they sat down, he said, all right, what about 20s? And then a bunch stood up, quite a few. And then 30s and 40s. When he got into like 50s and 60s, almost nobody stood up.
Come on, yes, sir.
Amen. Almost nobody stood up. And I tell you, if you don't get saved when you're young and serve the Lord, odds are you're not going to get saved.
That's right.
I tell you, it's serious, isn't it?
Amen.
I mean, sobering. It's sobering.
Amen. While you're young.
Amen. 1 Chronicles chapter 16. Praise the good Lord. Oh, I'd like the Lord to help me tonight. I'd like the Lord to help me tonight. Amen. That I could be a blessing to somebody, Brother Jason.
Yeah. Lord, touch me.
Verse 18. Saying, unto thee will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance. When ye were but few, even a few, and strangers in it.
Mm.
And when they went from nation to nation, and from one kingdom to another people, going right through the land of Canaan, all those different nations and peoples, marching through there with the power of God on their side, he suffered no man to do them wrong.
Yes.
That was his people.
Yes.
Yea, he reproved kings for their sakes, saying, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm.
Wow.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you,
Lord.
Oh, I'd like to be a blessing tonight. I'll tell you what. God had his hand on the children of Israel, didn't he? Amen. Coming through that wilderness, going from one kingdom to another kingdom, from one kingdom to another people, all right, on and on and on. Suffered, he said, he reproved kings for their sakes.
Yeah.
Abraham went into there, and he come over to Abimelech, and Abimelech looked at Sarah, and she was pretty. And he said, I want her to wife, because he asked about her first, and seemingly he was a man of conviction and an upstanding man. And said, she's my sister. So God said he prevented Abimelech from coming to her. Amen. And then the angel of the Lord appeared in a dream and told Abimelech, said, you're as good as a dead man.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
You're just as good as a dead man because you've got this prophet's wife.
Right.
He said, I didn't know she was his wife. And the Lord said, I know you did it in innocency. He said, that's the only thing that saved you.
Wow.
He said, that's the only thing that saved you, in other words.
Yeah.
Amen. God fighting for his people. The Lord, amen, going for his people. Praise God.
Yes.
Bobby Roadcap come by Vanceburg years ago, and I've never looked at the scripture the same since, when it said, if God be for us.
Mm. Yeah.
Amen. Bless Brother Roadcap stood, Brother Tommy, and he said, if God before us. If God Almighty before us, who can be against us? Praise God. I'll tell you what it means. If God be for us, it don't matter who's against us. Amen. Praise God. The church has always had a battle. The church has always, amen, had a fight. But praise God, if God be for us, amen.
Yes.
He reproved kings for their sakes. He said, touch not mine anointed. Do my profits no heart. Amen. The Bible said in Exodus 15:3, the Lord is a man of war.
Yes, Lord.
Said in another place there, Brother Tommy said, God rose up to fight, amen, for his people like he fought in the day of battle.
Yes.
Woo! Yes. 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 Like he fought the day of battle, Brother Earl. My goodness. Amen. Can you imagine? There's no fighting against God.
Right.
Amen. My Lord and my God, they threw old Daniel in the lion's den. And what did Daniel say? The Lord has sent his angel. He said, shut the lion's mouth. I'll tell you, you can't fight against a God like that.
No.
You can't fight against a God that's got that kind of power. Yeah. Amen. We talked the other day, maybe the other time I was up here, about the three Hebrew children in the fire, took the heat out of the fire. But the Lord said, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him to deliver them. Oh, I'll tell you, God, amen, knows where we're at. He sees, amen, our need. He knows what we're going through. Amen. The Lord can come. He can help us in physical needs. He can come. He can help us in spiritual needs. He can help us in emotional needs. And he can help us in financial needs. Whatever the case may be. Nothing, amen, is too hard for God this evening. Amen. Nothing's too hard for our God this evening. Oh, praise God. Amen. The Lord will fight for us. He fought for those in the Old Testament, didn't he?
Yeah.
Amen. Here come old Sennacherib. He had the advantage. He had a million-man army, the Bible said. And old Hezekiah took that letter before the Lord. And Sennacherib made the mistake of saying, what God can fight against me? He said, all these other nations had gods.
Yeah.
They couldn't do nothing. He said, in other words, your God can't either.
That's right. Yeah, come on.
That was a wrong thing to say. Amen. Hezekiah took that letter in there. Here come old Isaiah. He told him, he said, there won't be one arrow shot in this city. He won't shoot one arrow in this city. Amen. The angel of the Lord moved that night, Brother George. Amen. He slew 185,000 soldiers in one night. The angel of the Lord defeated the enemy army all by himself. Amen. Hezekiah. Amen. The children of Israel. Amen. Didn't even have to put up a fight. They didn't even have to raise a bow. They didn't even have to go out to the battlefield. Amen. Oh, Sennacherib turned, amen, and got out of there. Amen. The Bible said they woke up in the morning and they were all dead corpses laying on the ground. I tell you tonight, you've got a God. He's on your side and he'll fight for you. He'll come to your rescue. He'll come to your need. He'll come to where you're at. Oh, glory to God. He's a man of war. Amen. You see, man, for you and I. Hallelujah. 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 My goodness. I've seen him do it. Praise God.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? I just got thinking the other day. The Bible said, Brother Jason, that those men of Jericho, their hearts, they didn't have no heart to fight.
No, they did.
They didn't have no. They didn't have nothing in them to fight with.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta have something in you. You gotta be willing. You gotta have something. Amen. They knew they didn't have a chance. Rahab said that these men know that they're looking at the things this God has done for his people. Well, can you imagine? They heard no doubt about the Red Sea.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that a little bit more in a few minutes. They had heard about, amen, the sun being stood still. Joshua said, I could win this battle. Had a little bit more time. God said, that ain't no problem. He just reached down, amen, got a hold of that old sun ball, put her in park, amen, shoved it up in park a while. And the sun stood still. Praise God, while the people of God, amen, fought the battle. I'll tell you, he fights for his people. Amen. Oh, Gehazi ran in there and told Elisha, well, they're all around us. They've got us surrounded. The Syrian army's here. What are we going to do, Master? Alas, Master, what shall we do? Amen. It looked like Elisha just yawned real big. Amen. And said, oh, Lord, open his eyes.
Yeah.
Open his eyes. Okay, hey, I run back out there and looked up again. Amen. And there was horses and chariots of fire all the way around. Amen. That Syrian army. And the Bible said, oh, Elisha said, there's more for us than they are for them. Let me tell you something, saint of God. He that's in you is greater than he that's in the world. You've got more on your side. You've got more fighting for you. You've got more for you than what's against you tonight.
Woo! Yeah. Raise
your hands.
Jesus.
Praise God. Oh, what a good God. Amen.
Blessing.
Over and over and over, he sent hailstones. He sent thunders.
Yeah.
He sent rain. He sent storms. Amen. The Bible said, oh, Sisera, the enemy host, the enemy, amen, captain, I said, the stars fought against Sisera.
Yeah.
Blessing.
The stars fought against Sisera. He didn't have a chance. He never had a chance. Amen. Fighting against the people of God. I'm telling you, amen, the devil don't have a chance tonight. He may make it look like the odds are on his side, like he was talking to Hezekiah there. Amen. Other times, amen, other situations, it may look bad, just like Sister Melissa the other day. Amen. Stage 4 lung cancer. Man, we went to God. I remember Brother Jason shoving the plate back, getting in that old study, Brother Tom, in that high back chair behind my desk. Brother George, I buried my face. I begin to weep before God. Amen. I come out there and told Brother Todd, I believe it's going to be all right. Amen. Oh, Brother Gabber said, I saw that long black car following her. Oh, I thought, oh no. Then he said, I saw it make a U-turn and go the other way. I tell you, she's been running around that church. She's been a-worshiping God. They've been a-shouting and running. Okay, there's more for us than they are against us tonight. They're more for us, praise God, than what the devil can muster against us.
Yes.
Amen.
He sent hornets before.
Yeah.
I mean, he sent hornets and
drove
them. Then he cut off the Jordan right there, right beside Jericho.
Yeah. Yes.
And began to stack up like cordwood. The Jordan River. Here come the Israelites across.
Thank you, Lord.
There ain't no wonder. They said, who can fight against this God? Who can fight against these people? Amen. We can't fight these people. Amen. God is for us. If God be for us. If God is with us. If God, amen. Thank God is a smiling on us. I'll tell you, that's what we ought to imagine in our minds. When we go to prayer, we ought to worship him and thank him and see him as he is. He's not sitting on the throne with a big sickle getting ready to kill you. He could take our breath any moment, but that's not his will. He said, I didn't come to call the righteous. It ain't over with yet. It ain't the judgment yet. But he said, I come to save. And he's looking down upon his people tonight. Thank God with love and mercy. It's he, amen. He's on our side tonight.
Yes.
He's for us tonight.
Woo.
Praise God. Amen. The angel of the Lord. I'll tell you what. Brother Thomas McCoy. Now, me and Brother Jason stayed with Brother Thomas up in Richlands. I think, was that Philip's place?
Yeah.
I believe it was. And I'm telling you, Brother, it was hot. You know Richlands, first week of August. Woo, Brother George. It was hot in there, Brother Earl. Brother Thomas said, come on, Jason Walker. He said, I got a place to stay. Well, I thought, that sounds good. Man, I could not sleep. I mean, I was sweating. It was hot in there. But Thomas, you know, was a super guy. He was a great guy.
Yeah.
He'd come down there at my little old church, even before we built that new one. He'd say, I'm so proud of you. He just act like I was his kid or his brother or something. I'm so proud of you, what you're doing around here. I mean, just make you feel like $1 million. But they lived down in the Lexington area.
Yep.
And his sister lived down there. She was, of course, married and a woman at this time. And a big black man had just broke out of prison. They had like an all points bulletin out. They had it on the radio. Dangerous. He's a dangerous man. Sister, Brother Thomas's sister, was standing at the sink peeling potatoes. Well, she had a little paring knife, a little potato knife. Here come that big man right through the kitchen door, the back door. And there he stood. She turned around and looked at him. All of a sudden, he bolted out of there. He ran for his life out of there. Amen. The police did finally, they caught up with him and they captured him. They arrested him. They said, "You broke in that house over there. You went in that house over there. And then you ran. Why'd you rob that little woman, that little knife?" He said, I wasn't afraid of that little woman. And I wasn't afraid of that little knife. He said, "Those two great big men standing on either side of her that I was afraid of." That was his testimony. Amen. A sinner. Oh, he said, "I'm the two big men that was right there with her. I got out of there. I'll tell you, with nobody there but her. Thank God and the angels of the Lord." Oh, glory to God tonight. He'll be with us if we'll walk uprightly before him. If we'll serve him. If we'll love him. I'll tell you, you'll see the miracle working hand of God. In your life. Oh, praise him this evening, would you? Glory, glory, glory. My goodness, the angel of the Lord's fighting for us. He's fighting for us. He's with us. Amen. Hallelujah. Zach was 18 years old, driving that big old box mail truck. Brother Jason, I shouldn't have let him do it probably, but Zach's always, he can do stuff. He's a pretty smart kid. So there he was, in that big old box truck. It did worry me, I'd say that. Especially up and down Route 8. All them big old log trucks and stuff. I thought, But he was right here in Ashland, coming through that intersection right by the hospital. Here come a car through that intersection and hit Zach in the rear wheels of that big old truck. Well, there was a little horseshoe driveway right there where they've got that hospitality house right beside the hospital. Great big plate glass windows. People in there in recliners and couches and stuff. You know, their loved ones, amen, sick in the hospital and things, and that's where they put you if you're out of town and what have you. And there they was, Zach said, I could see them just sitting in there, and here come that big old truck. Well, that car hit that truck and knocked it sideways, and number one, it went right down that road, right down that driveway. Number two, it was a horseshoe driveway. Number three, Zach said, when that car hit that truck and knocked it sideways, he said, it was throwing me all over the cab of the truck. He said, I couldn't guide it. I didn't have no power over it. I might have touched something, Brother Jason. But anyway, he was saying, I had no power to guide that truck. I was all over the cab of the truck. There's those people sitting there looking at him coming. Amen. And he said, that truck went right around that horseshoe driveway and right back out in the road. Amen. Just like somebody was sitting there driving it. I'll tell you what it was. It was the angel of the Lord. It was the goodness of God. It was the power, thank God, of our good God watching over us. My Lord and my God, I'll tell you, what's that worth to you? What's that worth? Amen. Well, I owe him everything already, Brother Tom. I owe him everything already, Brother Jason. But oh, he's taking care of my kids over and over and over and over. I tell you, I owe him every breath. I owe him every step. I owe him every ounce of strength I can muster. Thank God he's a good God tonight.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
They was young, getting ready to go to Virginia. And the Lord told me, there's going to be danger. There's danger there. I told Bert, I didn't feel like telling them they couldn't go. I mean, we're God's people. Hey, we don't have to cower. I said, but I tell you what I want you to do. I want you to wake me up. They're getting ready. They're going to leave real early the next morning. Wake me up. I need to pray for them before they leave. She woke me up, and I laid my hands on him and prayed. Asked God to protect him. Turned around and I prophesied the bird. I said, there'll be a close call, but there won't be no wreck.
Praise be to God.
They got coming back home. I think they either went to Richlands or Randy Webb, somewhere right in there, Brother Jason. And they said a motorcycle come flying through there, driving erratically, driving crazy. Said, we should have absolutely had a bad wreck. Said, but it just, God just moved. Amen, and saved them. I tell you, I said, I knew that was going to happen, but there's a God in heaven that's on the throne.
Right.
Amen. Right, right. My goodness, just not long ago, Austin and Kelly got that expedition. They had all the kids in there. They was in Oklahoma, Brother George, and really the tires wasn't all that good. Austin's bought new tires since then. He was trying to stretch it out, you know, an evangelist. Can't just do everything they want to all the time. But they was coming down the freeway. And it was pouring the rain. All of a sudden there, that thing let loose. That car was all the way this way. And it was all the way that way. And it was fishtailing down that freeway. I forget how fast they was going. And they began to call out on the Lord. It wasn't a 1 or 2 second thing. It was a while. Amen. And the Lord didn't let nothing come through there to hit them. And he straightened that thing back out. And they never had a wreck at all. Tell you there's a man reason to know that God's with us. He's a fighting for us. May he suffer no man to do them wrong. He's with his people. He's a helping us every day. There'll be things we learn in the judgment that we've never had any clue about. There'll be things we'll find out that he's helped us and saved us and delivered us time and time and time again.
Yes. Amen.
Oh, glory be to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
About 2 weeks before Zach and Shanda was married, Zach was on the phone with Shanda. They both went to work real early. Zach's working up here at the refinery. Shanda was down at McDonald's. They was on the phone, and all of a sudden, man, there was a squeal. There was a scream. It woke me up. I heard it. I said, what is going on? Zach said, I don't know. I was talking to Shannon. She was on her way to work, and she screamed like that. So we jumped up and got dressed and ran out the door. There's nothing but black eyes everywhere. It was dangerous to be on the road at all. Found out that a semi pulling dualies had ran over top of Shannon. She was in just a little old minivan. You ought to see. Wason said that van wasn't that tall after that truck got done with it. And that trucker sat there frozen. He's on his phone. He said, I've killed somebody. I've killed somebody. And all of a sudden he heard somebody screaming, help! Help! And here comes Shanda crawling out from under that. Amen. Went to the hospital and she cut her knees up on that glass, that broken glass, just getting out of it. But other than that, she didn't have any kind of injuries. No injuries. Amen. God. I'll tell you, there's benefits in serving this God. There are benefits. Amen. In this. Thank God. Oh, Peter laying there. I don't know how long he was in that prison, Brother Jason. I don't know if it was 2 or 3 weeks or 2 or 3 days. I don't know. It might have been a month. But I know one thing. The next morning was it. The Bible let us know he was on the eve of his execution. Amen. I don't know why God wasted the very last second sometimes. But here come the angel of the Lord. Smote old Peter on the side. Said, get up, boy. We're getting out of here. Thank God we're moving. It's time to go. I'm telling you tonight, thank God, he's a big God.
Yes, yes.
Sister Tadia was working down at Walmart in Maysville. Somebody pulled out in front over there in the double A, and she jerked. Went over top of the guardrail, flipped the car, landed on its top. I mean, bad wreck, horrible looking wreck. She was like Shanda, Todd and Melissa. I think we was here at Ashland at Giovanni's. We come up to Giovanni's after Sunday school. she was going to work, and Todd and Melissa called. Toddy's had a bad wreck. We went to pray and went to head that way. They called back and said, it's all right. She was in church that night. Amen. With a little bruise somewhere. Fine. And just sitting right there in her same seat. Sitting right there in her same pew. Worshiping the Lord. Amen. I'm telling you,
yes.
There's a big God.
Amen.
Come on.
There's a big God.
Yes,
Steve Lord, Barrett, Lord. He goes down to Bond now. He's Brother Sidney, Sparks' son-in-law. And Brother Steve got up and left one morning early for work. And his wife, Michelle, and kids in the house. And here come a burglar in there, or who knows what he was doing. I don't know what all he might have had in mind, but there he was. And old Michelle, the Holy Ghost moved on her. Brother Jason, she began to speak in tongues really loud. I mean, buddy, the Lord is moving through her. That old guy, his eyes got big. Then he turned around. He hit the door. He got out of there. He didn't know what was going on. I'm telling you, there's a God in heaven that's fighting for us. There's a God in heaven fighting for us. Oh, my goodness. Amen. You know how Brother Roper was? Brother, some of you do. I mean, he had his ear right on the heart of God, seemed like. One night down there at Vanceburg, church was over with. Brother Roper said, I want to anoint Brother Kevin and Sister Adonna. Sedona, they need prayer. They came up and was anointed and prayed for. They was going to Portsmouth that night for groceries after church. Brother Kevin said, it started coming around this curb and here come a car. He said, right exactly in my lane. He said that there was no possible way to miss it. He said something. And old Kevin, especially back then before that heart surgery, now he was stout. Kevin's a strong man. But he said there was a force and a power stronger than me that jerked that steering wheel out of my hand and took me around that car and got me around that car. And his own abilities came back to him. He said, but the Lord took that car and drove it when I couldn't have done it. He said, there's no way I could have got around that car.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you, there is a God fighting for you and I. He suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sakes. I mean, look at the 14th chapter of Exodus. The Bible said that angel of the Lord that gave them light by night and gave them coolness, a cloud by day.
Yep.
Let them. God said, I tell you what you do, Moses. I want you to go down there in this valley, in this dead end valley. And Pharaoh's going to hear about where you're at. Going to be rocks and hills and on both sides and a Red Sea in front of you. And you're going to be in a dead end. You're going to be in a predicament. And Pharaoh's going to say, I've got him now. God said it all before it ever happened, told Moses.
Yeah.
And he's going to come after you and say, I got him now. Well, that's exactly what happened. Pharaoh said, the wilderness has got him entangled. I've got him. And he went after him. You know the story. But, oh, amen. That Red Sea opened up. Amen. All night long, God blew that wind. And the Bible said that angel that was going before the children of Israel moved and went behind them.
Yeah.
And to the children of Israel, it was light. And to the Egyptians, it was darkness. It was pitch black. They couldn't see their hand in front of their face.
Right.
They couldn't move. They couldn't attack. They couldn't do anything. God was holding them at bay. Amen. All the night long. All night. Amen. Here come that water gone. They went across on dry land. And Pharaoh essaying to do the same thing. Got in there. And there that water. Amen. With walls of water on both sides. But the Bible said the Lord looked at the Egyptians through the pillar.
Yeah.
Now, I'm telling you, that would be scary, wouldn't it? There you can see all these miracles. Egypt looked like a land already that had had 10,000 tornadoes.
Yep.
God destroyed Egypt.
Yes, he did.
And there they were in the middle of that, and there they must have saw some eyes or a face or something. Said, the Egyptians saw the Lord looking at them, it said. And they were frightened. They were troubled. Then their chariot wheels began to fall off.
Yeah.
Boy, they said, We're had. Amen. They tried to run. They tried to escape. They said, the Lord's a fighting for them. I mean, really, they're a little slow, isn't they? They're a little slow on that. The Lord's a fighting for them. Yeah, ain't been doing it a long time.
Yeah.
Amen. But Moses told the children of Israel, you see them Egyptians, look at them good. It's because you'll not see them no more.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you, God can give you the victory over what you're going through right now.
Yes.
You'll fight a battle. You'll fight another day. You'll fight something else. But you can have the victory over that.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You can put an end to that. Amen. The Lord can help us. Praise God. But it said, amen, that the water collapsed, of course, upon those Egyptians. Amen. And that was the last of Pharaoh. Pharaoh drowned right with his army. Amen. Old John talks about how he was on 64. He was in that old big dooley. He hadn't been evangelizing all that long back then. His entire family still at home. Amen. He's coming up 64. He hits some black ice going 70 mile an hour. And all of a sudden, he was sideways. He said, I was all the way sideways, 70 mile an hour.
Wow.
They begin to call on the Lord. He said, Jesus, Jesus. He said, I knew better just to hit that brake. He said, I just tapped it and let off. He said, calling on the Lord, and that old truck just turned right back around. You cannot beat Jesus.
Amen.
You cannot beat Jesus. Can you worship Him one more time tonight?
Oh,
praise God. God bless
praise
you this evening.
Lord.
Amen. We will give us back to the pastor. Brother Jason, thank you, my friend. God bless you.
Thank God. Let's stand across this house here tonight. Amen. It feels like praying after that. Who feels like having faith, amen, in the Father, amen. He's able, ain't he?
Amen.
My, he's able to touch you here tonight. Won't we filter in these altars? Amen, ask the Lord to help us, praise God. Let's get in here and ask Him to increase our faith. Amen, I need more faith, don't you?
Yes, God.
Lord, elevate my faith, praise God. Give me more faith to believe that you're able to do it, God, right here tonight. Hallelujah. Come on, saints of God. Let's get in here and see. The Lord, the secret space. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord.
All of my days Sing of the goodness of God.